The 24 young women vying to be crowned Miss New York 2018 held their first official event of the competition at Prospect Point in Niagara Falls on Tuesday. They were welcomed by the current Miss New York, Gabrielle Walter, who says it's great to be able to bring the competition back to Buffalo.
And Buffalo actually also happens to be my hometown. This is an area where I think doesn't necessarily get the credit that it does. The beautiful Buffalo and Niagara region is something that really offers people from all over the country that are coming here. There's so many things to see. And here this week, we are celebrating 24 wonderful women from all across the state who are competing for the job of a lifetime. It's a year of service, it's a year of travel, it's a year of giving back. And this is one way to just celebrate all that the women are doing.
Earlier this month, Gretchen Carlson, chair of the Miss America Organization Board of Trustees, announced the end of the swimsuit competition. Carlson says the events are no longer pageants and contestants will not be judged on their physical appearance. Miss Five Boroughs, Nia Franklin, says she's sad to see the swimsuit competition go.
However, I support the past of Miss America and what it was founded on, but I'm also really looking forward to the future.
Franklin says she competes because it makes a difference.
So not just me and my personal journey in life, but also in my community. My platform is advocating for the arts, so I go into schools and I make sure that administration knows the importance of the arts and why they benefit our children.
Even though she's one of the contestants, Miss Buffalo Nina Zeski was also part of the unofficial welcoming committee.
It was so exciting to bring my sisters in my car, driving people around, because normally Miss New York takes place in New York City, and I've competed for the past couple of years down there, so it's really cool to welcome everybody into the City of Good Neighbors.
In prior years, Zeski says the swimsuit competition drove her a bit further to take care of herself.
However, I don't need to compete in a swimsuit to get a scholarship, and that's really what this organization is about, is scholarship, leadership, and empowering young women. And I'm really excited to be able to talk about my platform on a national stage and be able to talk about my service and the different things that I do in my community on a national stage. And that's, I think, what Gretchen Carlson, the new CEO, really wants to promote.
The Miss New York competition is June 28th through the 30th at Shays Performing Arts Center in downtown Buffalo. Chris Kay at WBFO News.